The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Sean Wells in studio and Daniel Tagg. This is so awesome. I love it. You're back, Sean. You're back and you're on in the middle of the week.
And he's in black.
I was just going to say that.
What were you going to say?
He's back.
He stole
and he's in
my
black.
Thunder.
Back in black. He's wearing all black today.
He is. I like that. I really like that. I normally, you know, I'm not a big T-shirt. Like I would never make a big fuss over a guy in a T-shirt. But I have to say that T-shirt looks really good on you.
Wow.
I'm just saying. And I don't know if it's because it's kind of gold embossed. Mm. It says FitCon, something like that. And
thank you.
And you'll I'll see it here in a couple of minutes because we're going Facebook Live today.
Sexy voice.
Well, I hope Raquel's listening because she's got a big crush on you, Sean.
Thank you.
She's one of my dear friends and longtime friends. In fact, she used to work with me at Pizza Patron. And Pizza Patron had actually pizzas in the break room today.
Oh, nice.
And so there was a table of people sitting around eating pizza. And of course, that's my baby sitting there on the table. You know, I got to say something. I said, I'm the co-founder. I'm the original Patrona. I'm the Patrona. And it was just really nice to see the boxes laid out there. And my brain went back, you know, back in time. And wow.
I'll be back in just a second.
You what?
I'll be back in just a second.
Oh, you're going to go get some pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Have
you
ever been to a party where they had Pizza Patron and Wingstop?
Yes, absolutely.
Without anything to do with you. Well, like, you just walked in and you're like, wow.
Absolutely.
Both
yeah, well, because, you know, back in the days before, you know, this is when we owned both companies, we would pick locations that were in close proximity, if not side by side. And so a lot of people would get wings and then they'd go over and they would get pizza.
Smart.
And so I am going to meet with the chief marketing officer here in the next couple of weeks. We're just going to talk about, you know, I tried to see if they would like to offer some vegan wings. I think it would be a great idea and bring Mercy for Animals along with Wingstop together to see if we can create a happy place for vegans and vegetarians.
What about non-GMO organic pizzas?
Well, there you go. Well, I don't own the company anymore.
Right.
Otherwise, that would be the first thing that I would do is go with non-GMO flour. I've said that many, many times, but I think that as a leader in the industry, you almost have to do what I said about the vegan, have a vegan option or a vegetarian option. And, you know, I mean, back in the day when we were developing Wingstop, I didn't even eat the wings. I tested the sauces in our test kitchen in our home. On Barnes Bridge Road in Sunnyvale, Texas. That's where it all started, and tested the sauces on French fries. And we would do it after we would shut the Pizza Patrons down at night at our home. We had a nice beer tap and a fryer, and we would just cook and eat and have just a lot of camaraderie, a lot of fun with it. So,
that's cool.
I will tell you, I just got back from Italy, and you know, normally I'm keto, but I did have obviously lots of carbs there. But the pasta, the pizza, the breads, so much different than what I'm used to. They use that like more hearty Durham, you know, wheat, and it's like fresh made. And like the pasta was just more al dente and was very filling.
Yep.
And it wasn't like super starchy, like sweet, you know, like it is here. And like same with the breads and the pizza, like just a few pieces. And I was like full.
Yep.
And it's just dramatically different
because Italians are obsessed with quality. They really are when it comes to the food, especially in Italy. I mean, over here in America, I think we've, you know, gone down this slippery slope like most of America in the food industry. And if I still owned Pizza Patron, as the number one first thing I would do is go with non-GMO flour. I would go with RBGH, RBST, free cheese, and maybe just make the the tomatoes organic, and you pretty much got it covered there because, I mean, the meat is still very, very poor quality in any major food chain. It's not just Pizza Patron. It's because the nature of how the food is processed in the factory farms. We talk about it all the time on the air, but it's something I'm extremely passionate
about. And the price point.
And of course, the price point. Well, that's the thing. Gosh, I just wish people could see that there's a connection with the quality of the food that you eat, the less disease you have in your life, and the money all works out in the end, but you don't have this miserable, unhealthy life. So you got to spend it now on the good quality food.
Invest in yourself. You're the best thing you've got to invest in.
Absolutely.
Like even more than like 401ks and houses and all these things that are good investments, there's no better investment than yourself. And I've talked to Daniel about this, who's my trainer. And, you know, people think I'm crazy for paying for a trainer 5 days a week. But I'm 43. I'm in very good shape, especially for a 43-year-old. And, you know, I think I benefit from it. I feel better. Like it's, you know, part of my routine. And I feel like this is how I can maintain my body for the rest of my life, and it's the best investment I got.
Well, and even you said just with the mental clarity, you just mentioned this yesterday when we were training about how you miss just the routine of getting in and lifting, and you want to have a great vacation and enjoy it, but it's like you miss the lifting and the working out and the eating and
just
the
exactly.
good routine.
Like when you start doing healthy things, like it's funny like how all these other healthy things fall into place. Like if you let one thing go, then it's often like a lot of things go. But if you're working out, then you feel like, okay, maybe I should eat right. And then you eat right. So you're like watching less TV. And then, you know, you're doing all these things. You're making better choices overall.
Yeah. Well, even in something as simple as drinking too much, you know, it interrupts your sleep. And then next thing you know, you're get behind on your things to do. You get off your routine.
Right.
It's all connected. It really is. Mm-hmm. And you could run a red light. Do you know that song by Johnny Lang?
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. Not many people know it. Well, I know you don't
know
it, Daniel
know
and
it.
Danny and
Lola. He made me watch the video.
So you know it.
So
I'm aware, yeah.
Well, it's just a good song about you could run a red light, you know, if you're not careful how you're running your life.
Right.
So so we've got a great show coming up today. We have Lisa Lynn. She's going to be talking about stress eating. Sean Wells is going to be talking about how big business got Brazil hooked on junk food. Oh, boy. I can't wait to hear that.
Yes.
And Daniel Tagg is going to be talking about subsystems of the body. I don't know anything about this. So this is and you know
Most
what? We're
don't.
Going Facebook Live. And then, you know, this is the day.
Ooh.
We're going to take our camera over and we're going to film these guys and put it on Facebook, too. Remember we talked about they were doing those? Exercises and you know, so Tommy, you are working out after the show, right?
No, on
That's
Friday.
Friday.
Okay, we'll have to do it on Friday.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it.
Yeah.
Darn it.
We'll
darn
promote
it, Jim.
It today. We'll promote it today.
We can show since it's Facebook Live, the Facebook viewers could see me putting them in a lunge and a
press
okay,
row.
There you go.
We can imaginary
the cables right here.
And we'll do the play by play.
Yeah.
Lexi and I will.
There we go.
Okay.
See?
I've never done that. I hope I don't fail. You know, yesterday was really funny. I did a sound check last night from Houston and you were absolutely right. I went to end the show yesterday and I was doing my shout outs and, you know, big shout out for our sponsors and blah blah blah. And I said Sun Woolia.
He didn't even catch it. We got off air and I was like, Woolia?
Waskily Wabbits.
Oh my gosh. And so you know where that come well, that's just a Freudian slip, I think, because there was this story that I told for years about a niece of mine who told her dad to hold this gum while they were in a dressing room and she was trying on clothes and he was outside and she said, Dad, would you hold my gum? Well, she had pulled it off the bottom of the seat and he didn't know it and he put it in his mouth. But she used to say, and that same day he was saying to her, you know, I wish you'd cut your hair a little shorter. I think you will look so so cute with short hair. She's like 4 years old. She goes, it's my hair, it's my body, and I'll do whatever I want with it, you know? And so it kind of became like this family story. And so I think that's where the Sun Woolia came from.
Okay.
It just kind of flew out. But anything else you want our people to know, our listeners, before we go to break here?
What do you got? Oh, Texas State Fair.
Ooh, that's coming up.
That's coming up. Yep. Are you going?
And the Broncos won this weekend over the Cowboys.
Oh, I know.
That was fun.
Yeah, I bet. I forgot you're a Broncos fan.
I am.
Yeah, that
was Colorado.
Yep, it was a great game. Yep. Great game, and they're playing Buffalo this weekend. Ooh. I thought about flying to Buffalo just to help cheer, so
yeah.
They're going to need it. They're going to need it. The Broncos are looking mighty fine.
They are looking really good.
Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Yeah.
That was Sean Wells. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Sean Wells. I've got Daniel Tagg, Lexi Brinkley, and Danny Miles in studio. We've got Lisa Lynn on the line. We're going to be talking about stress eating. Lisa has 25 years of devoted practice to the fields of personal training and health and wellness. She is a one-of-a-kind expert in metabolic weight loss and performance nutrition. Her education includes 4 certificates from the International Sports and Science Association, including certified fitness trainer specialist in performance nutrition, fitness therapy, and elite trainer from the professional division of the ISSA. Lisa is best known for her 13 years as Martha Stewart's personal trainer and has appeared on the Martha Stewart Show more than 25 times. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. And you're in great company today, too, because you've got Sean Wells, who is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the International Sports of International Society of Sports Nutrition.
That.
Yes. And Daniel Tagg, who is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center and a biomechanics of resistance training. So
and I saw that. You've got a loaded show.
I do. My gosh. So what do I do, Lisa? And I'm being very serious here. I have been doing more stress eating in the last 6 months than I have ever in my life.
You know, that's where I got my content. Anywhere I go through TV, they're all like, it's been so stressful wherever there's hurricanes and floods, and you're going to get stressed. And what I'm finding is you're going to see people who stop taking care of their body. And so that's mistake number one, I should say, is we stop doing the things that keep us de-stressed. Like exercise.
Well, I'm still exercising, but admittingly, not as enough, not as much, I should say.
You're rare, to be honest. Maybe you weren't affected in Texas the way other people were, but there's a lot of people that don't realize, regardless of your situation, taking care of your body is not negotiable. You have got to get up and move. Your body relies on it. And if we don't do that, our stress just builds up in our body in the form of knots and stress headaches and you name it, not to mention the eating that we do because we're stressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can we do? Give me some tips. What can I do?
Get up and move no matter where you are. You have 2 feet. You can pace, and I've done this myself in hotel rooms. You can pace around, move, stretch, say a couple of prayers, have a glass of water, and drink a protein shake to get your amino acids covered so you start your day at least nourishing your body with what it needs.
Yeah.
So if you slip up later, you're cool.
When you said have a glass, I thought you were going to say of wine, but you're talking about in the morning, not at night.
No,
so
I'm just
starting a little
writing
early.
An article about rebound stress from doing things like that. And what we want to do is prevention is the cure here.
Yeah. Well, you know, my most difficult time is after I get my youngest into bed, you know, and I'm out in the kitchen, I'm by myself, you know, I'm writing my notes for the next day. I'm going over content, just things.
Yep.
I might have just listened to the show from Houston to do a sound check or something, and I'm all jacked up, you know,
yep.
And I'm trying to jack down, and it's really, really hard. And so I'll drink a glass of wine, and then I find myself, even after I've eaten dinner, wanting to munch on stuff. And
that is just the perfect lead in for me.
Okay.
I'm not done for
so help me.
Writing a blog on for Florida TV. I'm heading out there Monday about breathing to reduce stress.
Ooh.
And before you reach for a glass of wine, you have to just hit pause. I know it's completely counterintuitive to me as well, but I hit pause, lay down on your foam roller if you have to, put your hands on your belly and focus on your breath. First, see where you're at. Most people, we're supposed to do belly breathing. We're lifting it from our shoulders because we're just such chronic stressors. It's gotten out of control. And then slow your breathing down.
Uh-huh.
Take some deep breaths. You know, take 4 seconds to take a deep breath, hold it for 5, and then release it for another 5 to 6 seconds.
Well, and maybe get out your yoga mat and put your mat down and just sit down and be very intentional about it and maybe meditate. Autumn Warren, who's a regular on the show, she's a yoga instructor. She was saying, be very religious about it, almost be weird about it. Set a time where you say, okay, at 6:07 or 9:08, whatever, I am going to sit and do nothing but breathe for 5 minutes on the floor, crisscross applesauce.
It is a sense, and with a sense of urgency, like they tell you in the airplanes, you've got to put your oxygen mask on before you try to help anybody else.
Right. Mm.
With a sense of urgency, not after you do your work, before. I'm always afraid if I do that and I relax too much, I won't be able to get my work done. What I find is completely the opposite. I'm sharp, focused, I get it done faster, and I'm in bed earlier, which helps perpetuate the healthy cycle.
Yeah. Well, it is so difficult for so many Americans. And, you know, I think that not only the stress eating, but the quality of the food, you have to be so careful about that. My gosh, you know, you can down so much carbohydrates, which, of course, release endorphins. And that's what I usually go toward. You know, I was eating.
I think it's important to be easy on ourselves, forgiving and loving the way we are with other people during this time, because perfection doesn't exist and your best changes on a day-to-day basis. So your best today might include a C-minus grade. Maybe you've had things you don't normally eat, but don't beat yourself up over it because that makes you eat more bad food. Take a break, hit pause, try to eat what your body needs first. Always reach for lean protein and then go green for vegetables. And then after that, there's usually little to no space left for the other stuff. And if you're not hungry, don't feel the need to flood your body with carbs just because they're being shoved on your plate by a hostess. If they're not going to make you feel good, nothing's going to be good. Avoid it. Hit your pause. Do your little meditation, drink more water, and sidetrack, distract yourself with things instead of focusing on your stress. Like, obsess about drinking 8 cups of water or, you know, green tea. And also, try stretching. There's so many people whose stress is so over the top right now. I have them stretching their hamstrings as an active meditation, especially men, so that when their mind wanders, they're focusing on their breath and they're stretching their hamstring versus the problems in their life.
Yeah. Well, I'm you know, you're best known for your 13 years as Martha Stewart's personal trainer. I mean, Martha had some well, you know, it's funny. I get the free magazines in the mail, and I got Martha Stewart's yesterday, and I was, you know, perusing through it, and I saw, like, some good recipes and stuff. But I was thinking about, oh, my gosh, this woman has endured incredible stress and still prevailed and, you know, and rose above all of it. So what did Martha do that we need to do?
Can I tell you, as busy as you see that woman, and she has her hand on everything you saw, it's not someone else. While someone else may be typing it and doing it, she looks at all of it and helps because she's brilliant.
Yeah.
She makes time every morning before she starts her day, regardless of the time, to do what we just talked about. We breathe, stretch, get her body in working order. And notice I didn't say run a marathon, kill her body, because she needs that energy during the day. We can't kill her in the morning. We have to be part of the solution.
Well, I don't know if you talk to her very often, but
yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, well, you tell her that I think she is amazing and I have been in love with her for years. I just love that she's a perfectionist. And I just think as a woman, she is such an inspiration.
You've got the Martha Stewart-itis yourself.
Yes, I just absolutely, I respect her so much for so many reasons.
Well,
and,
you know, that leads to a question, Lisa, is the opposite, stress. I guess stress fasting, because you look at it, someone like Martha Stewart, who's really busy, people like that tend to forget to eat.
Yeah, very good point. There's two types in the world, people get stressed and compulsively overeat, and people who get stressed and forget. We food addicts, and I'm one of them, we want to eat because it gives us a little rise of serotonin, which helps us get through stress. Sadly, it lasts for an instant and leaves us feeling worse.
Mm-hmm.
You can fast in between there and just make sure you're drinking water. And if you had your protein shake in the morning, you're not going to hurt your body and start chewing up bone and blood, you know, and muscle tissue, provided you've protected it. But it's okay to go through the day and say, you know what? No snacking today if you find yourself falling into that stress eating zone.
Well, okay, let me throw something at you here. There's pizza in the break room. I had a couple pieces of pizza, okay?
Nice.
Now, without that pizza, I would have probably not have had anything for about, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours. What's worse, not eating something for that long or having a couple pieces
That's
of pizza?
Having a couple pieces, depending on your goal. If you're at goal weight and your cholesterol's fine, there's no reason you can't have a slice or two. But if you're overweight and you know the problems, even being 10% above what you should be is huge, then I would suggest maybe cutting it down the middle and having a half a slice. But to be honest, you'd be fine if you went 6 to 8 hours. No one is starving in this country, despite snack manufacturers yelling, you got to eat all day.
Yeah, or just eat the toppings and not the crust. I do that sometimes.
And you all pick all the vegetables off and drive my family crazy.
Well, you know what I did? This was yesterday, okay? And I've been trying this intermittent fasting, thinking, okay, maybe that'll work for me because I used to do it. Okay, but here's the thing. So yesterday I fell asleep during my daughter's piano lesson and they had to wake me up at the end. I was only in the chair for 30 minutes and I went, you know, and I had a book.
You know, that's sleep. People think, and the reality is you're proving a good point, we are stimulating ourselves with food to do overzealous lifestyles that are not good for us physically, mentally, or spiritually. You would have fallen asleep had you, in fact, even faster had you had a big meal. So there's a fine line to that intermittent fasting, but my whole program is based on that because I believe in it. The difference is you got to have a tool. You need to make sure that you're having some protein in the morning to conserve your hard-earned muscle tissue that keeps your metabolism going, but that's all you need. You don't need all the juice and carbs and excess stuff. That would have changed everything.
So when you ingest protein at that point, you're not breaking the fast?
That's right. Depends on if the protein's pure and clean or not. And now you know why, like Martha, I had to make my own homegrown, if you will. No carbs, nothing added. And I'll sometimes just mix it with like a chai tea or green tea with lemon. So it's delicious and I want it, but I don't add anything because I want to just feed my muscle, starve my fat. You will have focus, concentration, and you'll actually be able to last all day. Like an even, you just won't believe how even your energy is.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I blew all day yesterday. Just was going and blowing, and so I have been doing the intermittent fasting, but I just forgot to eat anything. I mean, even drink anything yesterday. And then I thought, wow, I'm dehydrated too.
Yeah, and you have to make sure that you really are drinking water. And I have people work that system because you work hard and get up early. Like you're running a marathon. This is no time to conserve fuel for you.
Yeah,
but the right fuel can be put in where you stop eating at 7 at night and you don't start eating till 7 the next day is one of my oldest tricks in the book. That's 12 hours of fasting. And then say you break the fast at 7 a.m., you could go another 4 to 5 hours, have another shake and a salad and keep going.
Yeah.
So you can modify that to fit your lifestyle.
If you saw me running around my house, you would die laughing. It's usually an hour.
I get you.
Up to 2 hours. I have 11 animals now. I have 6 cats and 5 dogs. I just adopted another little kitten off the street a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, that in itself is just...
All right, now you make me feel better. I was at 7 and whining. My daughter keeps bringing home rescue ferrets and 5 pit bulls. But you know what I find the good thing about them? They pull you away from food and into the stress-reducing. The oxytocin from those animals that you're getting is worth better than any meal you could ever get.
Well, I've got the book. I just happened to have this here because I was going to talk to Alexi about it. The book Rescued, What Second Chance Dogs Teaches About Living with Purpose, Loving with Abandon, and Finding Joy in Little things. It's by Peter Zutlin, I believe. It's called Rescued. I think he's coming up on the show.
In 2 weeks.
In two weeks. Yeah, you should get this book. It's full of such beautiful, beautiful quotes and stories. I'm really looking forward
to. So much cheaper than therapy.
Absolutely. All right, Lisa, love you. Thank you so much for jumping on with us. All right, everyone, that's Lisa Lynn. You can find her, what's her?
LynnFit.com.
LynnFit.com, great, great woman there. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back.
Those people that think
I love that. Danny, I love that. Johnny Cash. You know who it is, right?
I know Johnny Cash. That I know.
The man in black. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
Okay.
Did you know that he didn't know who Ozzy Osbourne was a couple of weeks ago? Were you here?
I knew who he was. I called him Ozzy something.
Ozzy Wilson. Yeah, like, he got Willie Nelson and Ozzy Osbourne mixed up, if that's even possible.
Ozzy Wilson.
We all know I'm special when it comes to music.
Actually, you said Ozzy Nelson.
Ozzy Nelson.
That's right.
Hey,
thank you, Danny.
Had two singers. I mean, they're two
people.
Well,
that was Ricky. You know, Ricky Nelson's father, I guess. Right.
Oh my gosh. Well, everyone, you know, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles. I've got Sean Wells and Daniel Tagg in studio, and of course, Lexi Brinkley. In fact, we're live on Facebook right now. She's got the camera. For those of you that don't know, that may be just joining us for the first time, Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports and exercise, and also nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research, and he is a registered dietitian and known as the world's greatest formulator. Check out his website, zonehalo.com, and Instagram at Zone Halo. Today we're talking about your trip to Brazil and how big business got Brazil hooked on junk food. I'm absolutely appalled.
It's terrible. It really is terrible. And yeah, as you know, I've been going to Brazil quite a bit to speak there. They're very passionate on nutrition. They have very empowered nutritionists that can write out prescriptions on all these different supplements, and they're super knowledgeable. They're like doctors there. It's incredible. So I love going down there, but this is really sad when I read this. This is a New York Times article that we're talking about. And
it was a pretty hard-hitting expose.
Yeah, exactly. And because... like they're slowing, growth in terms of like these first world countries like U.S. and Europe, like for Nestle and General Mills and PepsiCo. They're now preying on all these other countries like Africa, India,
makes
like the second
sick.
And third world countries. And so check this out. They actually go door to door with these carts. Like this is Nestle in this case, that they did an interview with this lady, Miss Da Silva, and she has this cart full of junk food, and she goes door to door in these communities where it's difficult to go get food.
Mm-hmm.
So here's available food that's cheap, but obviously it's garbage. And in this,
wow.
Yeah, and exactly. And so this girl, she says here, she gestured to a home along her route and shook her head, recalling how its patriarch, a morbidly obese man, died the previous week. He ate a piece of cake and died in his sleep, she said.
Even, oh, my gosh.
Even more sad, this girl that's being interviewed, that's running the cart, she weighs more than 200 pounds, recently discovered that she has high blood pressure, a condition she acknowledges is probably tied to her weakness for fried chicken and Coca-Cola she drinks with
wow.
every meal, breakfast included.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and this article, didn't they call out companies like Nestle being one of the main companies down there doing this, promoting this type of eating?
Yeah, they literally have like what you would call like an army. They've educated these people to prey on these poorer communities, to go door to door, like we've talked about, and it's literally transforming these countries into obese. Countries that you know that have disease that's out of control now, like obviously metabolic syndrome,
mm-hmm.
type 2 diabetes that we talked about, all this kind of stuff, high blood pressure. And it's just, it's really sad.
Look at this article I have here, sugar and cancer.
Yeah,
I was going
yeah.
to refer to it today. I mean, it's just unbelievable, not to mention all the antibiotics. If these, some of these products have meat in them, I mean, where does it end? Where does it end, Sean?
I literally think it's criminal. This is like almost like going door to door with like cigarettes or heroin or something.
Well, it is. It's drugs. It's
it
food.
Is.
It's a
it
drug.
Is drugs. We've talked
the
about
the high fructose corn syrup. I mean,
yeah.
talk. Speak
yeah,
on
no,
it. You're
we,
the expert.
Yeah, we've talked about the addictive nature of the sugar. Like we've talked about how sugar, like they've shown with the animal models, how it's just as addictive as cocaine. We talked about the food scientists that engineer these foods to have the bliss point, that certain level of, you know, fat that gives you the mouthfeel, the certain crunch and sweet
mm-hmm.
and salty, and you literally get, it's almost like orgasmic, right?
Right.
Like people are like addicted. Like when we've talked about, you walk into a convenience store and you see all these foods that have these bright colors of the, you know, the liquids and the packaging, and it's like all like impulsive addiction based
mm-hmm.
stuff that like when you walk in the convenience store, you almost have like no control, right? Like it's an addiction.
Well,
you want this stuff right now.
Absolutely. You're making me think of Mylon Ross, who is the one of the spokespersons for Sun Warrior. And, you know, he talked about, you said orgasmic, which made me think about sex. And Daniel's here, so I have an obligation to bring up sex to embarrass him. But seriously.
No red face. There's no red face.
So
here.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Okay. But seriously, when you're eating those types of food, you're going to get obese and you're not going to have sex. And sex is a very big part of a balanced life. They beget one another, if you will. They're
yeah,
connected.
Not only sex, but like anything that's indicative of being healthy. Like, so like just being mobile, just being walking, just spending time with your kids, like going to exercise more, you know, you're going to like fall into this pattern of, we talked about before, like in the break of just, you know, making less positive decisions, like you're saying, one begets the other. Like, so you might sit in and watch TV, and then you might eat more because you're sitting there watching TV because you're not out, you know, exercising or out interacting and socializing with people. And all those things have positive benefits. They give you serotonin and dopamine without the negative repercussions, right?
Well, and, you know, I have to say, this sounds almost criminal to me, like lawsuit worthy. I mean, it's really upsetting when you think about the children's lives that are being affected by this kind of pandering of really awful, awful food.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like, you bring that up. The childhood obesity is where it's really skyrocketing. And you're seeing, I mean, we've talked about this, that it used to be called adult onset diabetes, because you were born with type
mm-hmm.
1, and type 2 would be, you know, discovered later on down the line in your 40s, 50s, 60s. And then it became called type 2 diabetes because kids, mm-hmm. you know, were getting, you know, this type 2 diabetes. so early on, like, you know, 8 years old, a kid has diabetes, like from just horrible diet and like just lack of exercise. And this is happening in these countries that these kids are getting morbidly obese. They're getting diabetes.
They're
going to
need pharmaceuticals.
Sick.
Are the pharmaceutical companies
coming
next?
Yes, exactly.
What do the New York Times have to say about all this?
Oh, man, it really is a travesty. So the New York Times examination of corporate records, epidemiologic studies, and government reports, as well as interviews with scores of nutritionists and health experts around the world, reveals a sea of change in the way food is produced, distributed, and advertised across much of the globe. The shift, many public health experts say, is contributing to a new epidemic of diabetes and heart disease, chronic illnesses that are fed by soaring rates of obesity in places that struggled with hunger and malnutrition just generations ago. So the new reality is captured by a single stark fact. Across the world, more people are now obese, obese than underweight.
Sickening.
At the same time, scientists say the growing availability of high-calorie, nutrient-poor foods is generating a new type of malnutrition, one in which a growing number of people are both overweight and undernourished. So they're eating lots of calories, but they're worthless calories.
It makes me
They're actually deficient in all these nutrients and sick,
right?
But they're fat.
Exactly, which is where they want them.
Right.
That's where they want them. That's the perfect place to start selling someone pharmaceuticals. And I brought that up just a couple minutes ago.
Absolutely.
Is that coming next? Do you see that coming?
Totally. So, hey, you know, Nestle is a conglomerate, right?
Right.
So Nestle sells all these junk foods.
Multinational.
Guess what else Nestle sells?
What?
Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's incredible. It's criminal is what it is.
Yeah.
It's absolutely criminal.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
creating the disease and then giving you a false cure.
Well, they do that. That's what they're doing in America. They want you just sick enough that you have to be on pharmaceuticals, but they want to keep you alive because you're worth more alive than you are dead, because then they lose a customer.
There you go.
I'm serious.
What did Chris Rock say? Like the money's not in the cure, it's in the comeback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he said, what was the last thing they cured? Polio? Like, you know, it's like the money's not in the cure. It's in the drugs.
Well, you know, there's so much information out there, and kudos to you for bringing this back to us from Brazil. I mean, I wouldn't have known that. And I mean, of course, the New York Times wrote about it, but this is a lot. It's different than reading it in a newspaper than it is having someone in studio who actually went there and saw it happening live.
Yeah, I want to tell you this real quick. So, like, think about this. Like, the last, I don't know, whatever you think mankind's been around for, 10,000 years, 100,000 years, whatever. Things haven't changed much. Let's say, like, obesity, like, you know, maybe was, like, 1% of the population. If you look at these countries since 1980, like, there's Mali, which is in Africa, 0.7%, now 11%. China, 0.7% back in 1980, now 5%. U.S. was 10% back in 1980. Of course, we were a lot higher than anyone, but now 27%. So in like the last like 30 years, like things are like exponentially going up. Like for 1,000 years, 10,000 years, things didn't change. Now in like 30 years, dramatic change.
Wow.
In a negative way. This is a pandemic that's threatening our way of life.
Wow.
Our survival.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I'm so glad that we're talking about it. Somebody needs to. Well, you know what? We're going to break. We've got Daniel Tay coming up with Sean Wells here. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about subsystems of the body. And they're going to do some live exercises. And Lexi and I are going to comment. So everyone stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Sean Wells in studio and Daniel Tagg. Of course, Sean Wells, you all know him. Pretty much everybody does. He's a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. And Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and biomechanics of resistance training. He is a licensed massage therapist and holds three belts in three different martial arts systems. He's also Sean's trainer, and these guys are BFFs. How many years have you guys known each other?
Five.
Yeah,
five
I think it's
years?
About five. That's what I'd say, yeah.
Yeah. Did you start going to Telos around the same time
you started on the show? Yeah, about 5 years on the show and 5 years with Daniel.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, you know, I don't know anything about subsystems of the body. I've got the latest issues here, though, of women's health and men's fitness and men's health. And it's you know, they say, here's a couple of the, so look at this, your cardio sucks. What does that mean? And so I was, you know, going to go peruse through it and check it out with you on the air here. But I don't know anything about what we're talking about today. Subsystems of the body, what does that mean?
They are mechanically and neurologically linked systems in the body of muscles to produce movement. Okay, so we always categorize muscles as like origin insertion of the bicep, of this is where it starts, this is where it ends, it kind of pulls the bone this way. But to be able to move, we move with actual systems of muscles, right? There's a book called Anatomy Trains, and it talks about how these systems are kind of interlinked to what we do every day. And the most common movement pattern, which we kind of talked about last week, the week before, was gait, right? And these subsystems of muscles directly lead to how we do gait, right? There's the posterior oblique.
Which means walking.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, which means walking.
I was going to say that for people because it's not a common word.
It's not. Yeah, I forget sometimes. But you know, the posterior oblique subsystem, which kind of works during this propulsion phase of gait, when we kind of leave the ground, we start to go into what's called swing phase, when we're kind of bringing the leg up and starting to rotate. That's the anterior oblique subsystem. Then we have the deep longitudinal subsystem.
Say that again.
Yeah, deep longitudinal subsystem. We call
very
it the
good.
DLS.
You get an A+.
Thank you. We put acronyms on them, which is much easier. But that really helps with like kind of more the loading or transformation phase of gait, which is kind of the in between of hitting the ground and then going into propulsion and swing, because there's a kind of a loading and then that transformation. Then we have the lateral subsystem, which kind of helps us stabilize kind of back and forth and almost every single one of those, so we don't fall over to the left or to the right, right? And then we have the inner unit or core, which we talked about briefly the other day, which goes back to breathing, right? That's how our diaphragm works to breathe and to function. Without that, we die.
Yeah. Well, so how do they all work together and during like different phases of walking or gait?
So like say we're talking about the posterior oblique subsystem, okay? So
and I just have to say, isn't the human body like absolutely amazing?
It's awesome.
It's so amazing.
It really is a machine.
Yeah, it really
When I was
is.
In Italy, I got to go to the Da Vinci Museum. And, oh, my God.
That
oh
would
my
be
gosh.
Cool. Did you take pictures?
Not in there, no, but it was so
boy.
Incredible.
What a brilliant, one of the most brilliant humans that ever walked the earth.
Yeah, he did so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, we walked
through. Did you know he invented contact lenses? Did you know that?
No,
and the
really.
Helicopter?
Yeah, I saw that. But we walked through
contact
there.
Lenses.
There was like hundreds of inventions, and I thought, like, if you said, like, you know, one country did this over a few hundred years, I would be impressed.
Mm-hmm.
But one guy, I was like, this is It's insane.
And he lived in a time when that creative mind wasn't disrupted by so much noise as well. You know, I mean, of it, timing is everything.
Well, it was during the Renaissance, right? It was a very creative time.
Yes, absolutely. And so, so to get back to the subsystems of the body, so how do they work together again?
So if we look at how a muscle fiber runs, right? So if we're talking about the posterior oblique subsystem, which is on the back of the body, that's what posterior means, okay? If you look at the lat kind of starts to run down towards the opposite glute. There's some connective tissue in there, okay, that kind of runs the same angle as the lat, and the lat kind of continues down into the glute. Though all those fibers are running as one thing. If you look in the body and you just don't look at that lat limb ending here but connecting into that tissue, which is the fascia, then it connects into that glute. Those two actually contract and work as one as we get up and we swing and propel ourselves.
Propel yourselves.
Thank you.
So the lat is
it's the
muscle
on the back side of your shoulder.
Like shoulder blade.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the big one that makes the bodybuilders walk out. Yeah, yeah, the V, the ones that make the bodybuilders
and
walk out.
And the glute is the butt.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that we're Facebook Live so people can actually see the movements that you're making. And so what's that exercise a couple of weeks ago that you guys were talking about that we were going to film you that you said you were going to do?
Is it the rotational lunge?
Yes. So it was. And that would be working the anterior oblique subsystem, which is working that swing phase. So I think we were talking about when we go into flexion and then we start to rotate, right, which is working the obliques within the and working that hip adductor. So let's get up.
We'll get up
and
do
you guys commentate.
All right,
and I'll
we'll
put
commentate.
You through it.
Okay.
Help me out, Lexi.
Let's
you're not
do
on
it.
The mic. Oh, there you go. So she's holding the camera. Okay. All right. So they're standing up. They are looking at each other. Sean is bending over a little bit.
That's cool.
And he is Sean is reaching down.
He looks like he's going to swim.
He does look like he's going to swim. He looks like the archer or something too.
Yeah.
But I can't hear. I can't hear what Daniel's saying. So
he's saying squeeze, rotate, pull.
Yeah. Rotate. Yeah, so I want him to squeeze it down.
Squeeze.
Down, hold, and he side bends and rotates it.
Okay.
Way,
okay.
Spine's going to do an everyday.
So you squeeze,
okay,
rotate,
you guys got,
pull.
And that does what?
That works the anterior oblique subsystem, which is.
Nobody can hear him, so Bernadette.
Can't hear him. Okay. Yeah.
So it works the anterior oblique subsystem, which is if he's rotating to the left, it works the left anterior oblique, and then the right exterior oblique, and the same side hip adductors, which are kind of the inner thigh muscles, and that works when you start to come up and go ahead and go through swing phase of gait, like just take a step.
And you're holding weights when you're doing
right
this,
there.
Or
yes,
no?
Right there.
Okay. Like so how much weight?
He has a weight that's coming across his shoulder. Yeah. With his left arm, and he's reaching with his right arm going into left rotation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Try to picture that.
If you can't picture this, you should go to Facebook.
Yes. Go to
Facebook.
You've
got it all on film.
And that really works that whole swing phase.
Okay. And why is this so important? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
So why is this? This is part of the whole package of wellness, getting your body really strong and just in incredible shape.
Yeah. Well, we go back to the seven general movement patterns. Gait or walking is the most common thing. Everyone, unless you have some kind of disease or something where you're in a wheelchair, everyone walks, right?
Right.
And if those systems don't work in coordination with each other efficiently, that means other things are having to take over. You're stressing out other muscles and other joints that constantly get overworked. And then eventually they're going to shut down because they're going to get really mad at you. That's why the hip starts hurting, the shoulder starts hurting, the neck starts hurting. It all relates back to how well those systems of muscles work together. If one's weak, we're only as strong as our weakest link. And if it's not working, something else is plugging in there to make us move, because compensation is the next best thing, and we have to have compensation at some level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if we minimize it as much as possible, we decrease the wear and tear on our joints and get the muscles to work the way they should, so we're not overloading muscles that have to take over for the ones that aren't working.
Well, I was doing really well with my hamstring, and since Tina has moved to Colorado, I need a new trainer. Maybe you'll be the one. But
come on over.
I like girl trainers, though. I don't know why. I don't like guy trainers.
Really good girl trainers.
Do
over
you?
There. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, because my whole right side of my body, not just my hamstring, it's connected to my hip bone and my knee bone. And so, they're all jacked up, all three of them. And,
right.
Yeah, and it's from probably improperly training or not keeping the right muscle strong to keep my body balanced.
Exactly.
So, exactly, yeah. Yep. And I am, a fairly strong and healthy person, right? And I have these deficiencies that I'm constantly working on with Daniel.
Wow.
It doesn't mean, it's it's somebody in, a wheelchair. Somebody is super sick that, has these problems. It's everyone.
Yes.
It's everyone that has compensations, and it's amazing, once you start training correctly, some of these deficiencies, how you feel better, how you move better. It's a dramatic difference. I can tell you just now I start to look at people and I can see like, okay, this guy's like literally dragging his foot and swinging it, like literally like swinging it like a pendulum instead of like moving it with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like pulling it. And I also see like people walk with like their feet almost like duck, you know, like with turned out.
Uh-huh.
And like think about like all these things, like when you're swinging your leg and you're only pushing off of one foot, and like when you have your feet turned out, like what that's doing to like your body. Like when you know, this is so repetitive, like Daniel said, like this is a thing we do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is thousands and thousands and thousands of steps, right? Like people with Fitbit want to do 10,000 steps mm-hmm. a day.
You're think about all those things. Negative movement pattern 10,000 times.
Yeah, Danny, right. I read something that you did bad yesterday. You were on the cardio, like the men's health. I talked about I looked at it real quick. Cardio sucks. He was on a machine for 30 minutes. And they said that that's basically a cop-out.
Cardio does suck.
No, well, not necessarily. Not what I was on.
Depends on how you're doing it.
He was on the stair climber.
And I'm on,
but he wasn't doing bursts.
I'm not on an elliptical or anything like that. I'm on a Stairmaster.
And right.
That will kick your behind.
But if you're doing a repetitive motion like that, you're wearing down the joints at a repetitive motion. And you're eating muscle mass if you do it at a steady state.
Yep.
Versus the high-intensity mm-hmm. interval training.
I will say this, because I haven't done it in a while, so I'm getting back into it, and I'm now increased it up to 30 minutes. I'm not going to do it anymore. I usually do between 20 and 30. But
you don't even have to do it half of that. You just have to do the
HIIT
training.
I tell you what, though, that's what I do on my off days.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It does.
I work up a heck of a sweat.
It gets the muscles a little bit, and you do get some cardiovascular benefit from that. And mm-hmm. as long as it's, you know, 20, 30 minutes, you know, it's not horrible for you. There's a lot worse things you could be doing. It's just there is going to be a cost to that repetitive motion.
Sure, if my knees start clicking and hurting, I stop.
Yeah, but the high intensity interval training with your shoulder right now probably isn't a great option for you.
Yeah,
to do that.
But you got
to
do something, so it's all good.
Get out there and move.
All right. Well, you know what? Thanks, you guys. Thank you so much for being in studio. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You know what? You can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn. You can also go to Apple Podcast. You can go to our website at oneliferadio.com. to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, and Sun Woolia. All right, everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.